Welcome to the first lesson in our Book 4 series, which is about God's will for your life. And we're starting here with Lesson 136. This begins also our classroom, Lesson 22. And this online lesson is entitled, What Do We Mean by Your Will? When we talk about God's will for your life, what is the definition of your will? The definition you'll find in the dictionary in most places is this: that faculty of my mind which is exercised by deciding among two or more choices which one shall be embraced and pursued. So you can see there's three elements even right here. First, you make a decision, but then you dedicate, you embrace that decision, and then you pursue it. You demonstrate that decision by action. So if we look at our theme verse here, Joshua 24:15, Joshua says, if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose. That's an active tense. Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So there's an active choice, a decision of Joshua's will. So if we want to look at these three elements in a pictorial way to get a visual, click on the screen. The first, as we talked about, you make a decision. You have choices. Secondly, you dedicate, like a key going into a lock. You dedicate to the decision you made. And third, you demonstrate that decision by action. So this is Lesson 136, just a basic definition. And attached, you'll find an excellent YouTube from Ravi Zacharias, where he talks about, with a skeptic, an atheist at a Veritas Forum, about what does it mean to have free will.